What's up? How's everyone doing? Freshman Friday. Just getting things rolling here, sharing out the link for the space. I'll try and jump around to some handles here and pin like mint links and things like that up at the top for people who want to check it out. Yes, Freshman Friday. We got a few things going this week. So we'll get those pinned and we maybe see if any of the creators drop in to chat with us. If you're joining, it'd be great if you could just do me a favor and like and retweet the room. That would help, right? Share it out. Share it in Discords where you're active. If they don't mind you sharing it, tell people come on in, hang out for the mint party today. Let's chat for a few and let's mint some NFTs. Hang on, I'll jump over to, let's see, Pudgy Pandas is our like creator auction PFP. Here we go. Their pin post has the mint link. And if you're not aware, like they whitelisted a bunch of holders in the ecosystem, right? So you might actually be on the whitelist. There might still be time for you to grab a whitelist mint here. So check that out. They did Geki, Steamland, a couple other things, right? So check that out. I think it's like 280 stars or something. For the whitelist price, there's only 1,444, and it's kind of celebrating the culture of the red panda, which is a rare animal, and so they made like this limited PFP, standard PFP type collection, right? Not a lot of them. So yeah, anyhow, there was that. Let me see if I can find something from Sebi, because Sebi's got one minting as well, Fun Friends. All right, first off, here's Sebi's pin post, which shows you like the studio look from when Sebi was working on the art. Trying to see, somebody's gotta have a mint link here. There we go. Here's one. Brasco shared a mint link with a couple of his mints. There you go. Sebi's such a good community guy, like reposting everybody's mints and everything like that. But like his own mint link, I have to find somebody else's post. That's, you know, he's an artist and such a good community guy. He doesn't like pinning the own mint link right there for anybody. Like, dude, gotta promo yourself a little bit. Anyways, Sebi's got Fun Friends. It's a doodly collection. Only 69 stars, all fully public mint. I believe there was some airdrop to, he had an open edition about 2 weeks ago. I believe that got you an airdrop of these Fun Friends. But they're fun. Like, there's some culture in there. I minted one that has, I think, BM, like the green friend saying to the black friend, BM. So, like, there's some Cosmos culture and stuff in theirs as well. Let's see, there was other things minting. If I can bounce around and get some more links for y'all. So like always, when I sit down, I can't remember all the stuff I tweeted about earlier in the week, right? Like, how dumb is that? Anyhow, what are you guys minting? What are you guys minting? Show some in the comments if you're minting things today. Let me see some replies of what you've pulled. Whether you pulled it, you know, whitelist yesterday for the Pudgy Pandas as they opened, or if you had pulled, you know, some of these things from Sebi that popped up today. I'd say popped up, like they opened today. It was fully public. It wasn't like there was a whitelist phase tomorrow, yesterday, whatever. Gosh, I'm a pleb right now. Gosh, why can't I think of the other thing? It's from Fragmental. And for whatever reason, I just can't think of the handle. If somebody has the Fragmental's handle and can put it in the comments for me, I will then be able to just jump over to that and post it up, because I think he did another limited run this week. The first one that guy did last week minted out quite quickly. Anyways, anybody want to chat? Anybody got anything to say? Chat about mad scientists, chat about these pudgy pandas. Oh, thank you for sharing one down there. That's a clown. Holy moly, a clown unicorn? I'm going to repost this. That's crazy. That is totally a Stargaze NFC right there. Awesome. Thank you for sharing, bro. Thank you for sharing. Awesome. What's up, Osmo Cake? You got to come on up if you want to say hello. You minting some stuff today? Let me know what you're pulling. Yeah, you laugh, but that's totally a Stargaze NFT. Like, look at that. It's just, like, pixels and, like, so much color. My eyes are hurting. It's great. It's great. I love the, like, the unicorn has become such a Stargaze culture, too, right? Like, everybody's getting the unicorn horns in their NFTs. And if y'all don't know, I think... like Doki Army, speaking of unicorn, I think Doki Army drops like next week or the week after, speaking of unicorns. So if you have sweet corns, I think sweet corns and pixel corns get you into that. Anyways, what's up, Osmo Cake? How are you?
Hey man, I'm good. I hope everybody else in the chat is good too.
Yeah, doing all right.
Sweet. It was a pretty crazy week actually, wasn't it? I mean, in terms of like NFT launches and stuff on
It seems like a lot going on. It seems like a crazy couple of weeks, because it's been a bit since Mad Scientist now, but it still feels so new. And then we've had the Archies this week. A lot going on.
Really, even on in terms of Stargaze NFTs, I can't speak for much outside of that because I'm so into the Stargaze eco, but then the sprite sheets from Pixel Wizards, they are incredible. Just absolutely fantastic. And especially the fact that you can jump onto the Pixel Wizard website and then see it, your little wizard, in all dimensions. I actually just pulled number 4 rarity in the Fun Friends drop, which was awesome. It's got a little ghost in it with a smiley on his t-shirt. I think they're a lot of fun, and I'm probably going to pick up a few more. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I also got one of Flan's market animals. I forgot what he called it, the Bulbarus or something. So a bull with 3 heads. I only just realized that he's doing the market animals. And then Signal announcing their nature whitelist for the holders of the Civilization NFTs. And that looks, man, all of Signal stuff is awesome. Personally, I love it. And the fact that they have embedded images in the sound, which is just next level. And then also Static Phantom or Quasimosmos teasing Static Phantom work. And in addition to that, I think it's he's done a little collab with Frogstar on the Machody project, which is going to be called Love Child or Love Children or something like that. But hilarious. Looking forward to those. And that's what I mean by also a lot going on, and also with the prospect of Stargaze Marketplace V2 upcoming. There's a lot to be bullish about, in my opinion.
Yeah, man, thank you for sharing some of that alpha. Like, a lot of smaller projects and communities still doing things and pushing forward. It's hard to keep up with it all. I don't know how you do. But anyhow, yeah. Do you have like, you said you minted one of, Florin's guys? Put that down in the comments for people to see, please.
Yeah, I'll do that. And also, I think I maybe mentioned it once before. I'd just done a Proto Tower collaboration with Flan. If you want to see that, then jump into his Discord. There's an Osmos Cake channel. Also got an interview, or let's say chat, coming up with him in the second week of May. And sort of the question format I use and different things are in there as well. So if anybody's looking to, let's say, influence or check things out, then yeah, stop by and have a look.
Awesome, thank you, bro. Thank you. I did pin Lovecraft's post, you guys, from the Fragmental sold out. I didn't see a link mint there on Lovecraft's page, but I guess they were going to launch an open edition. I can't tell if it's an open edition or a limited edition. It says 0 of 23. So if like, that's a follow-up, it looks like to me, you guys. So I did pin, the post from the, no, it looks like it's an actual open edition, just maybe a limited run. It's 150 stars per mint. So, that's a much more affordable mint than last week's Fragmental was as a true limited edition. So, just FYI for y'all. But if you are interested in that, I wanted to get that up there. Hopefully they'll be in your space later, Signal. I see you joined here. So yeah. Fun Friends is like half minted out, y'all. I hope you're getting some. Like I said, they're only 69 stars.
Yeah, they're doing brilliantly. And it's also fun to check out and walk through the collection as well. I've been scrolling through, and I think until now, I actually think I minted one with a turd on its head, but there's also some really...
a turd?
Yeah, I think it's got a poo emoji on its head, which is quite funny. But there's also like little ghosts, and I think there's references to Bad Kids with the couch on fire. I think, can't remember who pointed that out. I think it might have been Wolfman Nose.
I didn't see the couch fire one, but I, like I said, I had minted the BM one, so I could tell there was,
nice.
Was a pulser in there.
Nice. I think he put LM as well for Lazy Morning, and sure, with reference to the sloths, and GM. So definitely some cool Stargaze references around.
Yeah, definitely like a good culture piece. And I feel like if you've been here for a while, you should have one. And like, seriously, like Sebi's a real artist who's been here in this community since the very beginning, continuing to help push things forward, onboard new artists, just like continuing to be there for his own community through all of this bear market, and you know, minting out of various things. Like people should go click that one, and like I said, it's only 69 stars. You can get one for the culture for sure.
Yeah, I think with a dollar value, it's about sort of $1.41 or something like that. So
that's not much at all, considering.
Don't think it's going to break the bank too much, but definitely worth it. And like you said, it's a limited collection. So 2,222, yeah. Half already minted, almost half already minted, and I think they're going to mint out. Well, if not today, then by the end of the weekend.
Just yeah, a feeling. I mean, it's got a good start on it. So yeah, you hope, like I said, considering all those things, it'd be nice to see it pick up some steam and finish out, whether it's like you said today or over the course of the weekend. Either way, it'd be nice to see that happen. I'm checking Pudgy Pandas. They've actually done all right, considering, like, I didn't see a ton of promo or anything, marketing pre-mint. But it looks like 40%. Unique 41%, I'm sorry, minted, and it's kind of ticking up here as we get closer to the end of whitelist minting. But that's, I mean, to get almost towards 50% on whitelist is pretty decent. I was going to check the distribution. But yeah, if people are wondering about jumping in on that, the, you know, when you look at how Whitelist Mint is going and, you know, people are maybe showing up or maybe not showing up, it seems like there's some showing up here. You know, the cost isn't crazy high. 19% unique distribution, 279 owners. So it's not terrible. It's certainly not by any means of what we see here on Stargaze. I don't know. These are kind of fun. I might have to pull one. I can't tell. I don't know if everybody was listening yesterday to Creators Chat. There may be some kind of meme coin launching with these. So that might be something that you want to DYOR on as well. Joe Venner joined the Creators Chat yesterday. If y'all don't know, he's the founder of CAA Labs and the Apello, like, botting stuff that a lot of projects use. It's used throughout the interchain, not just here in Stargaze. But I guess they onboarded him to help out with the potential launch of their meme coin. So there was some talk of that on Creators Chat yesterday. I might try and pin, like, the recording of that if anyone wants to go listen and try and get, like, I don't know. It was very, it was like announcement of an announcement, maybe, right? It was like, we're probably going to launch a meme point coin, but there's not a lot we're going to tell you about it right this minute. It was kind of the gist, or I don't know. Osmo Cake, I saw you laugh. I didn't know if you were there. You heard. I know Signal, you were there, so maybe you picked up a little more, but they seem to be kind of teasing it out slowly. I don't know. You know, we could have a discussion on meme coins and mints and things like that. I don't know if I want to see a lot of it happen here in Stargaze. Like, I feel like because we're a NFT blockchain, if we just start tying all the NFT projects to meme coins, doesn't that kind of take away the specialness of it being, like, what Stargaze is, like a blockchain for NFTs? I don't know. Anybody have thoughts we could talk about a little, since it's part of the roadmap for Pudgy Pandas? But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's fun, right? I like it when maybe, like, if y'all remember a couple of months ago, Sneaky Animals, Sneaky Productions dropped that Sneaky token. I like when projects do that. Like, it's not necessarily built into the mint hype or euphoria, the meme token launch. It's something that now we've kind of done our thing and we've got our community and our core community established, and we didn't talk about doing this ahead of time, but now we're going to do it and reward the people that have, like, stuck around and things like that. Like, I think that's pretty cool the way Sneaky Productions did that. I guess even Clowns did it a little bit with the circus token. So, like, I think that is kind of maybe a nicer way to do it than teasing it as part of the mint. Maybe it's just because so many projects tease a meme token as part of the mint that it seems like it's, like, low-hanging fruit. Or just maybe almost like a gimmick, like a minting gimmick sometimes, to try and, you know, again, just drive that hyper euphoria. So yeah, I don't know. Mixed takes on it. That said, you know, y'all know, and if y'all listen, or if y'all follow the plebs feed, I definitely minted that stupid IBC open edition stuff. So I just threw stars out the window on that, I'm sure. So, you know, all that said, like a smart asshole there. So, you know, I'm not immune to making stupid choices and stupid decisions. And I blame no one but myself for the degen mistakes I make out here. And you shouldn't either. So, yeah, anyhow. What else, guys? What do we want to chat about? Go ahead, Osmo Cake. Where are you going to chime in there?
Yeah, man, I was going to chime in. I also minted a rug NFT project. When was it? Last week? I think it was Food Face Men. And I had mentioned it, actually, I think, in Signal's Signals space, and I wasn't 100% sure because there was no links to socials, no links to marketing, anything like that. But they say a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And this NFT that I minted was a cupcake head, which kind of goes with my branding. And I had seen someone else in the ecosystem posting about it, and then it sort of immediately sparked my attention. And I thought, hey, you know, what the hell? It was 9 stars or something like that. Got it, only to discover a few days later that it was the creator is actually Foodies on Solana, reached out and said, hey, the real project's over here. So pleb, I took, well, I think I out-plebbed you in this sense, because I even updated it to my PFP and then got stuck in blue checkmark purgatory for 3 days. So,
oh, no,
yeah, man, that was completely embarrassing. But you know, these things happen, and I'm not perfect. So,
yeah,
learn from my mistakes. And I think also, Stargaze just tweeted today that they're going to have a what is it like a how do I best describe it? Community notes for Stargaze on marketplace pages that don't or aren't or don't have an authenticated Twitter account or something along those lines. Did you pick up on that as well?
I hadn't seen that, actually. I'll have to dig into it. I like the idea. It's kind of like, you know, Google reviews or Yelp reviews, right? Like, if the community can leave some notes, and there's, you know, there's not a way to find anything else on socials, at least, you know, people can put up a warning, you know, this is a project that's been ghosted or something like that. So that's a great idea. I don't know if you out-plebbed me, dude, because I feel like I had shared that Chubbies too, without really doing much DYOR. I just like vaguely saw that I had been in the whitelist snapshot or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, look at these ugly fat cats. I have to mint these. And then I shared it. And it seemed like the mint picked up real quickly. And it turned out it was a project that had launched on a different marketplace, different blockchain. I guess they only minted two. So it was like a failed launch, but they didn't take down the art or anything, and they didn't declare it to Stargaze. So there was a little bit of a snafu there. But I guess they got it all ironed out. The mint finished out yesterday, so I was at least, you know, relieved about that. I did want to say, like, shout out, right, to the team, because this has happened a few times in this space recently, and I have posted about it, and I've tried to, like, meet some of the FUD head on as, like, you know, kind of one of the ambassadors for Stargaze and somebody with a little bit bigger profile, maybe, of like, hey, you have to understand that the team has to do the right thing when bad projects are found out, whether it's right away before the mint opens or whether the mint has happened a little bit. But now we're all aware that this is stolen art, that we've got to do the right thing for our ecosystem and our community by taking that down. Otherwise, we are just saying we don't care what kind of stuff happens here, right? So shout out, that has to happen, but shout out for this one, right? And I'd like I said, I really tried to push this out there for people out there who are saying like, oh, Stargaze just takes stuff out of my wallets. I don't know if you guys have seen some of that stuff with these projects that are actually, you know, nefariously launched stolen art or what have you. But this time, right, they worked with the creator, they worked with the artist, what have you. They got the snafu figured out, right? There wasn't stolen art. The art must have gotten taken down, I assume, off that other marketplace before they reopened the mint. But the mint got reopened, all your assets reappeared in your wallet, right? And the mint finished. So shout out to the team for working with that founder, that creator, the Chubbers, fat cats, whatever those ugly cats are. They're, I like the ones I got, y'all. So I know I may have shared it a little too quick, but I did like it a lot. But yeah, you know, they did the right thing there where they worked with somebody and it wasn't really stolen art. It was just a project that they wanted to migrate. The founders maybe didn't know the right thing to do or the nuances of transferring their project from one chain to the next. And the team here did a great job of making that whole back to the chain, bringing that mint back on. Like, I got mine back. I'm looking forward to trading on Marketplace a little bit. But yeah, that's something I've wanted to address in my spaces a bit, is like, this happens, right? This is an open source, semi-permissionless ecosystem we're working in here with Stargaze. One of the things that the creators wanted was people to be able to launch themselves, right? Artists to be able to launch themselves without a lot of restrictions and things like that. So that's part of the soup. That's part of the mix, right? So we have to understand that it's the community's job sometimes to call out this stuff. It might get taken down after the fact. That's a bummer. I know it. But look, it's not always the same way, right? It's not just like authoritarian, we're going to decide you can't have this in your wallet, because they did take care of this issue with Chubbers. It finished minting, things like that. So shout out to the Stargaze team for doing the right thing on this one. Shout out to community members, right? Because like I said, I'm a pleb. Sometimes I just go in and mint without thinking, right? I see 100 stars and I'm like, whatever, I got it. I just claimed my rewards for the week. I'm good. But there are people in this community, shout out to them. Like Five On It is one of them, who is always good at like Google image checking stuff to see about stolen images and things like that. We have some really good sleuths in this community that help keep things honest around here. So shout out to those people as well. Hang on, guys. My daughter is calling me. I gotta mute for a second. So if anybody wants to fill in a blank here or something for me, that's fine.
Yeah, I just want to echo what Homestead was saying, because I think it's a pretty fine line to tread, especially when, taking stuff down on decentralized marketplace can be a little bit risky, but handling it well between the team and the artist, I think, was definitely the right way to go. And I also saw Brady, you were doing some sort of smoothing out, let's say, and addressing some of the issues from other problems that were mentioned in the general channel on the Discord, and that can't be an easy task either. Actually, it's quite interesting. I'm definitely going to learn a little bit more about this and how to handle it, and hopefully push out a little bit of content about it in the near future. I think it's definitely an interesting topic. I really don't know too much about it, and that's why I aim to speak to Brady, either you about it or to Graphene about it, and deepen my knowledge there and hopefully help some of the other people out and try to avoid the pitfalls of a permissionless marketplace.
I look forward to talking about it sometime. It's like a point of frustration. It's very challenging because, like you said, it's like a gray area, or there's kind of like a fine line you have to walk with curation and intervention, I guess you'd say. Like what happens is Stargaze doesn't like remove NFTs from anybody's wallets. All it is it's just blocked on the front page, on the front end of the website. And the thing is, like, if the website were just blasé hosting a bunch of like stolen IP and stuff, that puts pretty much everyone at risk because of like the potential liabilities for the site. So I think people need to look at it from that perspective. When Stargaze does step in and stuff, it's to protect the users. You know, a mint will be shut down because there's like there's a decent risk of, you know, more people throwing stars away on like stolen art, and then there's the potential risk, you know, otherwise. With Chubbers, I talked with those guys. I'm really happy with the way that resolved. So we like got in contact with them on Discord and went through everything with them in a ticket, looked at the previous platform and stuff. And, it was a kind of frustrating that, you know, their mint had to be shut down for like a little bit while we confirmed everything. But the other thing is, like, even if a creator has, even if they are like the creator of the collection, if they've already released it on another platform, there's still a whole bunch of issues with that, right? And so ideally they should be doing something like, well, at minimum, communicating that they're like migrating to another platform, but also doing something like burn of the previous collection, getting it delisted, doing a drop to previous holders and so on and so forth. And like in that case, it turns out they were it was their project, but they just didn't communicate anything about the previous one. So far, I'm happy with how that resolved, though.
Yeah, I think, like I said, you know, just being kind of the person I am within the community and the role I have, like seeing how it unfolded in the public space and things like that, like it seemed to go fairly, you know, smoothly. It came to resolution in a decent amount of time. Like, you know, it didn't drag on or anything. Certainly it wasn't dramatic or anything. I know this is the Stargate space, but like the Archie's mint kind of went awry a little bit for whatever reason. There's a number of things, but one of the things a lot of people in the space have come back to is, you know, there probably wasn't a huge, there wasn't like a malicious intent on that team, on the Archway side of things, right? People are doing things. People are trying things in this space. Mistakes sometimes get made that are, you know, like you didn't realize you made the mistake, right? You kind of have to make a mistake sometimes to learn, right? Like sometimes like you have to learn the lesson the hard way, right? Whether it's not minting something that just popped up, or whether it's figuring out how to migrate your project that didn't go well on one marketplace to the other, or figuring out like, hey, we shouldn't have opened our mint 2 minutes too early or something like that, you know? But like it goes back to that thing, like creators, founders, projects, everyone's trying to do different things because this is new stuff that we're working with in blockchain space and NFT space, especially the way NFTs have been evolving in the last, gosh, 6 to 12 months. Like, holy moly, some of the changes that have happened in the NFT space with DAO gating, 404 technology, migrating NFTs from chain to chain and having different types of yield and real yield and things like that. It's really kind of moving forward at a very fast pace. And so sometimes people make mistakes. Sometimes people are just working on the fly and trying new things. And it doesn't go the way you plan, or, you know, you didn't account for one detail or something like that. And that sounds like what kind of happened here. Again, it's kind of similar to how the Archie's mint just kind of went the wrong way a little bit. It just one detail not quite planned out the right way, or one detail didn't quite go as they were hoping, or, you know, that type of thing. And so glad that, you know, the team could work on that and figure it out. It's been something that's been kind of said in this space a lot this week, is like trying to be understanding of these things that happen and trying to, you know, not judge one project because another project did this, right? Like trying to take every instance for its own thing. So thanks for chiming in, dude, with some of that info, because it helps everybody else understand what's happening behind the scenes, right? And like the thought process of the team. Again, I've tried to meet some of that criticism on my X feed head on of like, look, you have to realize basically like what you and Osmo Cake just said there, like there's a fine line here of having this like free space for artists, creators, projects, NFT degens, things like that, and then like having this police, like over curated, this is what you're getting, and then this is all the content that you get because we police it so much. And, you know, I don't know, it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting, you know, we're always going to have these things coming up too. Like we'll have this chat again in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or, you know, 6 months. Somebody will try something new, right? It'll keep happening until we break it, or until we change the system, or whatever the end goal is. Let's get back to Freshman Friday, guys. Sorry, that was a big old rant. I saw some artists in the space, so let me give quick shout outs. Aura has a new open edition, I think. That I saw being posted in a couple of places. I think I got a post up there in the pin spot for Ara's new open edition. I believe Daniels is still minting Saturated City. So I got that pinned up there as well. I could be wrong, but I thought that was still, I didn't see like a big sold out post or anything go around. And I did see you down there, Daniel. So I wanted to get something pinned up for you. Drew, do you have anything you want to share or pin, bro? We can certainly, if you want to come up and talk for a moment too, certainly also Ara, Daniel, you're welcome. I assume Signal's about to start art space in 30 minutes. So if y'all are going to be speaking in there, like, you can save your breath. I get it. Right. We don't have to make it the book tour today. What else, guys? What else?
I kind of hope that in either one of the spaces, Drew will talk about his weekly challenge that he did, because the pieces from that were brilliant.
What do you guys think of Bad Dog, since we're here? And I got a couple of speakers. What's going on here? Why isn't this mitten? Isn't this fun? Aren't these freaking bad Chihuahua PFPs awesome? Is it because people don't like it since it's tied to a meme coin that isn't like a Stargaze thing? Or is it, what's the deal there? What's up, Drew? You took the mic. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man. Doing well. Was just going to respond to Osmo Cake and talk maybe just like for a second about that I guess mini project I did last week. It's kind of on my mind today because I am like I posted that stuff and then I got busy with my life and I didn't post anything for like several days or whatever. I was just off Twitter X completely. But and looking back on it today after like having a few days of space from like putting all that stuff up and yeah, I'm just looking at that stuff and thinking about possibilities of like, I don't know, new pieces to produce or like different directions I could take it. Osmo Cage, you commented on the most recent one saying that it might work well as a PFP, and now you've kind of like got my head going around like, is there an opportunity to build some kind of PFP collection based around that like aesthetic or whatever? So yeah, I mean, the whole point of that exercise was to just like work fast and loose. I have been kind of working on my follow-up to the first Imagine Spaces. And it's like a similar to the first one, like a big, very meticulous piece that I'm trying to spend a lot of time on and be careful about and everything like that. So yeah, the whole point of that exercise last week was just to be able to produce something like in a day and just post it without thinking too hard about it or whatever. And yeah, I was like pretty happy with what came out of it and everything like that. Had the opportunity to like play around with a few different like collage styles and things like that. And yeah, without hogging the mic too much, that was basically all it was. And yeah, we'll see what happens next with that stuff. Like I said, I'm playing around with it, but yeah, it was a fun thing.
Awesome. Thanks for coming up and answering the question. And yeah, you're not hogging the mic too much. Don't worry, dude. It's better than me hogging the mic, right? At least you guys are actually giving people some info about what's going on. Otherwise, I'm just trying to tell people what's minting and what's going on. It's Freshman Friday, you know? So, yeah, it's a little bit more meaty when you guys join me. I appreciate it. So yeah, what else? What do we got in the mint space that's fun right now? What are you guys surprised that didn't mint well? What do you think? Like, everything's bad or slothy, right? Is it crazy? Is it like, is it me? Or like, can we have any more slothiness at this point? Like, I almost want to stop rocking my PFP. It's so slothy.
I was going to say all badness, but there was also an after the filter deriv that airdropped to wallets this week as well. And I don't know who's behind that. Seems like an A, sort of an AI effort. Yeah, don't know what to think about that.
So holders, after the filter, holders got some kind of airdrop that's like an AI, it looks like?
Yeah, it was sort of a GIF format, a GIF AI format. I don't know how much effort went into it necessarily or who's behind it. If it transitioned between the images any faster, probably I'd have an epileptic fit. I mean, it was they were flipping through the different filters quite quickly. And I think it was airdropped one-to-one to holders of the after-the-filter parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hold any after the filters, so I don't have to worry about that epileptic issue.
Scrolling. What? Is there a reason for that? Why don't you hold any?
I guess I wasn't whitelisted.
Do you own a bad kid?
I don't own a bad kid, no.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I missed out on the mint. I traded a couple early on when they were trading well, but I didn't end up holding one past that. It's a collection to me. I don't really enjoy every piece.
Yeah. Right?
So I would need to find one that I like the vibe of more. It's also the distribution, like that's been talked about a lot in the space. I've brought it up. Like that's definitely one that bothers me.
I don't get that.
I mean, Joe holds them all. We all know Cosmos DeFi is waiting to dump on.
Does he really hold?
For those of you listening, like Joe, like really supported that collection vocally when it first popped, and so like there's this joke in the space that he's the collection whale. He minted the number one
random. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So that he lorded over us for a long time as well. So it's a running joke, guys. I'm not really sure where the distribution is there. When I say Joe's the whale and he's waiting to dump on us, I want everyone to know it's just me being a pleb.
As far as I understand, the after the filter team, which is comprised of three people, hold the biggest amount, which actually I think is quite bullish for the project.
And they had said that, like that was part of their design, right? Was that they were going to hold a bunch with belief in themselves.
And I've seen, for example, I mean, Brady was in there and traded some of his work for his After the Filter NFT. And more recently, allegedly Jason joined the After the Filter team, and for his efforts up until now, he developed the After the Filter fan website just of his own initiative. And so they sort of they rewarded him with an After the Filter of his choice from the collection, and they'd done the same for Sep Moss, also who had been contributing a lot just off their own backs. So I think that's quite a nice way to support the community or support the people who are supporting them, let's say, and who are engaged in the project. I'm down for that. I'm there for that. I think that's good. And I'm pretty sure they'll hold.
I'd say what we swapped through Signal is more Drew's work than my work. Just want to say that. But I know what you mean, Osmo Kick. Like, I think there's one part, like, I think it's great that they hold it. That they hold so much, and it's not like it's something where they've been just dumping or anything like that. They've been just kind of holding and then mostly giving them out as rewards or trades and things like that. One thing for me, this is similar to the Archie's thing. I think when After the Filter launched, it was hard to connect or something, because I think weren't people minting through CLI, and there was like, it was like clogged or something for the first 5 minutes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember.
Yeah, there was a huge delay, but I don't think anybody minted through the CLI. I remember getting when it got close to it was possible to do something in the browser inspector. You could turn off some of the CSS and then the button appeared, but it was there was, I think in comparison to other collections, the collection was a lot larger, and it was only like a minute delayed or something like that. And it was only for whitelisted people who had, or for holders of bad kids that were whitelisted. And many of the wallets that turned up for the mint, many of the wallets that were privy to whitelist spots hadn't been active in a long time. So yeah, it seemed to work out pretty well, and then there were also enough left for the standard mint after that as well. I think another interesting thing from me, from my perspective, is just how they were pushing the boundaries of what NFTs are capable of doing in terms of characters make appearances in YouTube episodes, and in addition to that, there'll be other formats in the future which have been teased. So like podcasts and comic strips and different things like that, which can also now be minted as NFTs on Stargaze or broadcast over social media sites. So I think just their general approach to character selection and narrative building is really interesting. And I've not seen that done anywhere else in the NFT industry. So, I mean, please, if anybody has seen anything similar, shout out or write in the comments. But yeah, I think it's great and I really enjoy it. And I think the guys are continuously engaged as well. So that's just, but that's just my perspective.
Yeah. If I can just speak to that for a second, I think that has probably something to do with like how distribution and activity goes. It's just like from what I've seen, I think there are collections that go out and then if there's no like expectation from the artist or creator to sort of like continue with things, then maybe the community just kind of runs with it. Like Bad Kids is kind of like that. People just kind of make up their own stuff. And then when something is built around, like after the filter, the expectation that there will be like follow-up episodes, things like that. You're holding your NFTs to see if, hey, maybe mine will be featured in the next video, that sort of thing. I think that changes the sort of trading dynamic a little bit. So I think that might be part of it too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I was actually going to say one of my gripes being distribution is actually getting better. It's up to 21% unique. So it's out of the teens. So yeah, that's improving as Stargaze is growing and all these projects are getting more exposure. Osmo Cake, you illustrated the other point as to why it's not a collection I'm super involved with. And it's because you have to be super involved with the collection, it seems, to enjoy it. I don't have the time for these NFT projects that are super duper rabbit holes. I want fun pictures. I want shit talking and memes and maybe some passive rewards and things like that. And degen flipping and trading is fun for me. But some of these ones that are super duper rabbit holes, I don't have the time for in my life. So that's another reason, very early on for me, it seemed like after the filter was one that, like, if you wanted to hold, you probably should get into it and enjoy what the creator was building with the story and things like that, because otherwise you're missing out on a big portion of it. Those ones tend to not be for me. And I tend to not hold things like hoard NFTs from projects that aren't like ones that I feel like I would be super happy to hold on to, because I feel like they should be for other people, not me. And like, I don't like hoarding them with like, oh yeah, I'm going to be able to sell this once people are super into it. Like, that's gatekeepy. And I mean, a lot of what I try and do, I'm sure you all know, is not gatekeepy, right? Like, I'm the pleb. I want people to have access and stuff like that. So yeah, that's the other kind of personal feeling of it. Like, it just wasn't a collection for me due to like it being something you should be super involved with. Yeah, I'm more inclined to something like Bad Pepes or Babu Pengus, you know, something that has no disco, you know, no, you know. So that's how I like my stuff. I like the fun of it and I like, you know, just messing around and having a good time. But, you know, it goes back to what I had said too a little bit ago, which is so much is happening with NFTs in this space, right? There's so much that's changing. There are going to be these projects that have a rabbit hole of different things for their holders, right? There's going to be projects like Chilled Worlds where they're building metaverses for everybody and things like that. And it's just this solid heads down build and you just have to hold on and wait for it to be done. There are going to be projects like, you know, Geckies, where it's just a community thing and you get somebody like Jacob in charge of it and they turn out some rewards or something, you know? And then there's going to be things like Mad Scientist where it's just like, if you get in, hold on for the ride and see where it goes, you know? So I think that's part of the fun of what, or part of what makes NFTs fun right now is that, like, I've heard this gripe a lot is NFTs being just a PFP thing, but we really are getting to the point where there's more than just PFP stuff with NFTs. Still, PFP seems to be one of the main things, right? And people want to rock a good PFP NFT, right? Like a standard collection. but so much of this stuff is opening up different avenues and things like that. I think that's part of the fun of what's going on with NFTs is that it's not just one thing, right? It's not just PFPs that we're trying to pump and dump and things like that. There are a lot of things going on. There are the Babu Pengus that could be just PFPs, no disco. There's mad scientists that who knows what we're doing with Lab, and it's cross-chain because it minted on Osmo and on Osmosis, and we can trade it on Stargaze. There's the stuff with Backbone Labs, and they've migrated, you know, the Galactic Mining Club over. Like, there is so much different stuff happening with NFTs these days. It's really cool. Even for an old man like me. Like, seriously. I mean, I'll say this, and I said this a long time ago, like when I was first doing some of these chats with Tank, like 2 years ago. But like, one of the reasons I said, like, to hell with it, I'm diving into NFTs, is because I knew it was going to be something my kids were going to be into. Like, it's just like, if it continues to stick around and not be killed, right, by the powers that be, and it's at this point, it's kind of grown to a point where it can't be, and I think we all agree on that, right? Like, the next generation, most of them are going to be into NFTs in some way or another. Like, it's just going to happen. It's going to be part of their life. Like, you know, so that it's like, you got to know what your kids are going to be into as part of my thought process. Let me get into this stuff so I can be aware of what my kids are getting into, right? Let me get on TikTok and figure out how it works. Ara, what's up? I see your request. You want to come up and chat for a few? Y'all don't go looking for my TikTok now, okay? Welcome, Ara. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Hey, everyone. I am doing good. I'm happy to listen to you, know about these new projects and all of these things. And thank you so much for pinning my tweet about my new open edition. That one is an oil on canvas. I working in this painting maybe 1 month and a half, in only one painting. And I am happy to listen about the PFPs project because I am involved. I am cooking a new project about PFPs called Profile Fine Pictures. You can see in this thread, in this space. And I hope to launch soon in Stargaze. It's a mix about funny pictures, collage, and a reference of the art, the history of art.
And did you say when that's launching, or you just said soon?
Tell me.
I'm sorry. Did you say a time frame on that?
Oh my god, I don't understand you. Sorry.
So. Wait, I guess I'm mis-
Oh no, I need a help to Daniel, maybe.
I think he asked when is it going to be released, or
I don't know the date. I am waiting to the launch, or maybe to be future in this new project. But the project is ready to launch the new.
How big is the collection?
And the new collection?
Yeah, how many NFTs are in the collection?
60.
Ooh, so it's very, very limited collection.
Yes, but it is made one by one. It's not generative, and it's only made by me.
And did you use your photography and then sort of create layers and then put art on top of that in Photoshop? Is that the kind of way you did it?
I made it in Procreate using different reference. Classical magazines is the most used and I use. A reference of fine art paintings of famous painter, sculptor, and funny images.
Awesome. Really looking forward to seeing those.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope that people like. I am working in this project maybe 6 months ago when I start. Yes.
All right. Sorry, Osmo.
Go ahead, Homestead.
So I was just going to ask, is there going to be, you said it's only 50. Is there going to be a tie-in to your others? Are people going to get whitelisted based on holding some of your open editions or anything like that? Or is it going to be a public minting? Or that was my question once I heard kind of this PFP collection, kind of very rare, right? Like, that's interesting. But you have a holdership out there already, so you could potentially reward them with whitelisting or things like that. So I was wondering about that.
Yes, I am thinking about it, and all of my holders at the beginning and until today will be in the whitelist. It's the first spread with whitelisting by me. I am working on it and learning. It's a new topic, but yes, that is the idea.
That's really cool. I don't know, like Osmo Cake, if you want to ask another question, go for it. I was just going to say, like, this is kind of another one of those stories where like an artist has come in and gotten more and more familiar with blockchain and the community and things like that, and continuing to further their own like development of their community, of their collections, of their Stargaze art portfolio. I don't know if that's the right word to say, but like, you know, this isn't the first time we've had an artist do this, where they start out with a limited run or open editions and then work their way up and then into a PFP collection. I just, you know, it's great to hear these stories where like people who aren't necessarily Web3 enthusiasts, or who aren't like, you know, OGs in the space, who weren't around when NFTs first launched, who are more inclined to a traditional medium or a traditional outlet for their art, finding this space and enjoying it so much that they want to keep doing it and learning more about it and kind of progress their abilities within it. I think that's awesome. Like it's inspiring in so many ways, but it also like is maybe affirmation for what we're all doing here at Stargaze, right? And trying to build this community. So again, it really is awesome to hear those stories and spaces and things like that. Sorry to gush. Osmo Cake, if you wanted to ask another question or two, go for it.
No, it's okay. But I'm going to call it now. I think at some point the Columban contingent is in the call at the moment. So we've got Daniel, Aura, and I think Figaros. And I'm not sure if any others are in here. But
yeah,
I'm calling now a collaboration project between these three guys at some point. And if you need any tips on collaboration, the king of collaboration, Flan, is in the chat as well. So jump into his Discord for more information on how to manage that.
Yeah, excellent shout out there, Osmo Cake. We definitely have I don't know what to call it. The Colombian contingent is a nice alliterative thing to say. Shout out conspiracy culture.
A better expression. Sorry about that.
No, I like it. You know what your mind wants to go to, right? So it sounds better than that, I think. But anyway, shout out to conspiracy culture, right? Christy and Keith are both down there as well, and I think you guys have met with them in person. So you know, it's really cool to like. We have this sub-community in real life down there in Bogota, the Stargaze sub-community of Bogota. So it's pretty cool. Raccoon FM, Rack FM, did you want to simp?
Hello. how you doing? Can you hear me okay, yeah?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. How are you?
Very well. I mean, it's late here. We've had a great space tonight, but... I'm here kind of like doing Finn's job. Yeah, you're right. I'm simping for Finn. I mean, he's not going to simp for himself as he saw like it's left to me. You know, I keep checking.
Let me intro for you, Robo. If you don't know, guys, Rack FM, they've got their DAO set up. If you don't know who Finn is, I don't know what you're doing in this space, honestly. You might be one of the newer people. That's understandable. But Finn is a grinder. He came from the Terra community, right? He's got his terraspaces.org website where he archives the heck out of all this stuff that we are doing here, whether it's just degens shooting the breeze or whether we've actually got some meat to our spaces. It is archived in good recordings for us all by Finn. And Rack FM and Finn, they've been launching these LPs, these tracks, singles on the Open Edition Minter. How many are we up to now, Robo? Now I'll let you take it.
We've just actually, so guys, we that was a great intro. Home Pleb, I've got to say, since you've been doing these spaces, you have become one of the best hosts on fucking Twitter. And I'm gonna have to, it pains me to say this. It really does, right? But I'm gonna say it, right? I've said it on a live space. There you go. Call me all the things you want tomorrow. However, bro, like, this now is the fourth single. We've hit triple digits for every single so far. Obviously, we had a featured slot, and that helped with the second single. But the big thing is, guys, and I can't emphasize this enough, at the minute, we've got 36 addresses qualified for the EP. The EP is being constructed this weekend by Tenderman Timmy, right? It's under construction. If you saw EP1, EP2 is going to be even funnier, even better. But once you get your EP, once you've got the four tracks, yeah, we've launched Cosmosivore. We did Take the Money. We launched Cash, Clown Ass Shithouse. And now we've launched the Bop Bop, right? If you've got the four singles, you get the EP. You then just go to Dowdow, you stake the EP. And obviously the timing is not great because the third EP is nearly finished. But the fourth EP, every person that is a staker will be able to get to vote on the beats for EP4. So like EP4, like like the money that's going into this, just so people know, a set of like 8 beats will cost you about $1,000, $1,200, right? Just so people in the room know the kind of money we talk about, and we're not even taking anything off the table. What's going to happen is that, like, once you're in the DAO from this EP on Stargaze, because obviously Stargaze is, you know, Cosmos enabled, DAO, blah, blah, we're there, we've done it. We're going to have the sub DAO. You guys get to ship EP4. All right, we're going to give you like 2 tracks. You pick one. That's the track one. We'll give you 2 tracks. Hey, the community will choose the music. And then Finn's got to, like, add the raps to what you guys select. This is the kind of thing that's, like, pioneering that people don't realize, is that this, what we're trying to do, beats by governance. Yeah? If you think about it, BB, it's easy, BBG. It's like, it's a unique thing. If we can pull it off, Rack FM, us plebs, then... that what doors does that open in the future? What does this, like, get people thinking about? Like, what can we create? So, like, I don't know, I'm just trying to support Finn's music at the minute. The kid's doing some really good stuff. He's got this, like, blockchain vision, and we're going to try to fulfill it. However, listen, guys, we are only 2 EPs in. What did we do when you all minted Cosmosivore? We dropped you the first EP. We reward everyone that, like, joins us, and we plan to do this. So you can mint on Stargaze now. You don't even have to, when we move chains, which we are, it's no secret, you know, we're chain agnostic. You don't have to worry about, if you don't want to go to Migaloo or wherever, right, and mint these, the EP3 and EP4, you're still going to get the drops. You're still going to get the EP. And at the end of the day, you're going to get the full album. And the album is what you all want, because it'll be something that, you know, you're never going to sell, you're never going to give away, you're just going to keep it. So, like, Home Pleb, you know, the reason for us not having royalties in the early days was because we wanted to generate, like, people who wanted to invest and stay invested in the music. And, like, we didn't want people just speculating on music, you know. That was a reason for no royalties. So I'm going to stop now, because I'm going to talk too much. And dude, I don't want to spoil your show. We've just hit single 4 on Stargaze. It's minting now. Just gone, like, bulk, bulk. It's the collection name, blah, blah. Yeah, /, Stargaze Zone, /, fucking L, /, bulk, bulk. Just get on there, 249, support artists. Like, support people who have a dream, who have a vision, and want to fucking do something to entertain you lot. It's not all about the money. Sometimes we just want to entertain, if that's okay. Okay, I'm going to shut up now, bro.
That's all good, dude. And anyways, if y'all didn't follow along with the, you know, the Pikey speak there on the website, it's cool because I pinned it up top for you, right? So you can just go up there to the pin post and get the mint link. If you guys want to go mint bork bork, it's 249 stars. I pulled one earlier today. I think I pulled all of the Rack FM singles that Finn has dropped. Here's my take on it, y'all. If you actually listen to the singles, there's some cool references and stuff in there. It's a lot of culture. It's based on what's going on in our ecosystem and things like that. If you're not involved in the Rack FM community, if you're not a super crazy DJ who's into all that shit talking and whatnot, I don't care. You can still support Finn. He does good stuff for this ecosystem. He's a real artist. He's recording stuff for all these different chains. For Stargaze, he's recorded Creators Chat like every week. He records Creators Chat and posts it up on his archives, right? And any other Stargaze chat he runs, he posts it up, or we run, right? We, like the random one-offs that we have with different projects, right? Because sometimes the main handle does that, right? All of my spaces, I think he does signals, like he is archiving all of this stuff. The reason we have that stuff, like, just support what's going on, right? And they're doing their own fun thing with the DAO. If you want to get into that, you can. And if not, you're letting them have their fun with it, right? And keep releasing this stuff and, you know, writing diss tracks about plebs in the Cosmos ecosystem, which is fun too, right? Like, again, there's an audience for that. There's a need for that, right? Like satire, comedy, diss tracks, things like that. It's good culture. It's good fun. There's a place for that kind of stuff.
Before I go to bed, it's all good fun in the hood. If you're not having fun in crypto, then you're not doing crypto. It's like you have to, like, even if you've lost money, if you're not laughing, then like you shouldn't be here. You need a different career. Like, we all need to understand that, like, you know what I mean, bro? We've been through everything, haven't we? Every emotion possible. And it's like, just, I don't know. We're at this chill stage, like home pleb. It's really good to see that the ego's like developed to this like hammock stage. Anyway, mate, I'm off to bed. So take care, yeah?
Yeah, bro, have a good night. And yeah, I agree. Maybe we are at a chill stage before things start to take off a little bit more. It'd be nice for that to be the right progression, right? So anyways, thanks for coming up, Robo and Sharon. And yeah, I did get it pinned up there. We're getting close to 3 o'clock, y'all. I would bring Sebi up, but I'm assuming you're probably going to be speaking with Signal here soon. So like, maybe I'll just kind of do the... Oh, Daniel, did you want to? I'm sorry, you took a mic.
No, it's fine. I just took the mic because I thought maybe I was in need for some help for translation or something like that. But yeah, maybe I can say that, yeah, I'm pretty excited because I think that was yesterday, that was last Wednesday, I don't know. I know, yeah, yesterday in the creator's space, I was just like in the very end of the space saying, hey guys, this is the collection, that's it. And I completed the 50% of mint. And so I was like, whoa, that's really cool. That's really cool. So I'm feeling that the collection is doing so good by far. So I'm kind of excited. And yeah, full of gratitude with you all guys, because yeah, like I am like the newer here in this Web3 and all this market industry as an traditional artist, no? And so, yeah, it's like a new experience for me. And it's something that you said before, is like, it's very valuable that many artists that, like, yeah, like the traditional artists, like those that comes from galleries, museums, and all this kind of market, are exploring this environment, like the Web3, and I think it's like a huge opportunity to us, like to improve our careers as artists, to learn so many things about finance, economy, and all these kind of things that usually artists you know, are almost like ignorant in these kind of topics. So yeah, I'm full of gratitude. Shout out for all of you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for this space again.
Thank you for coming up and saying a few words, Daniel. Congratulations on the 50% milestone. That's always a nice, like, kind of threshold to reach, I feel like. I always keep my eye on that 50% mark for projects. I don't know why, because there's still a ways to go when you get there, right? But, like, for whatever reason, you know, I don't know. I guess it's kind of maybe the way my linear mind works is, like, when you are up against something, like breaking off half and breaking off another half and breaking off another half, you get closer and closer and closer, right? So I don't know. It's cool though, that it's getting there. I hear you in the gym, so keep pumping that iron, bro. But y'all go check it out, man. Like, it's a dope collection he's got there. Photography, black and white, showcasing like the area he's from. And again, that Colombian group of artists we've got down there in Bogota. So yeah, check it out. Check out that pin post. And it's 50% minted out. It's a limited collection, so we can get it there in the next week or so, hopefully. Sebi, you took the mic. How are you, bro?
Yo, hello, hello. I hope you have fun. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
we've good. Got some fun. I got one of them. I got five, actually.
Nice. Thank you so much. So today was the day of the fun friends dropping, and I'm super happy that people liked them. I had fun creating them. And I hope I transported a little bit of that fun with these little images. And I think in the next space, that's starting like in 2 minutes or something, we're going to have a little chit chat and I can talk a little bit more than that, I think.
Yeah, I figured you'd be chatting with Brady in the art space about it. So, I think that's actually a great spot there, you know, to kind of segue over. Before I shut it down, shout out Snails down there. You guys go mint some snails, right? I'm going to go submit for my March or April Creators Rewards here once I shut this down. I love what Snails is doing. I see Mr. Minded in the space as well. Go mint some snails. They're partnering with other people. Like, their DAO is moving along. Go mint a snail if you want, guys. It's dope art. Let's shut it down, right? Brady's going to launch his space. Everybody can go on over there, get together and share some more stuff. Chat about this wonderful, wonderful blockchain we have, this ecosystem we're growing. Thank you all for joining me today. Thank you to my speakers for coming up and chatting with me and making it more than just a pleb rant space. It's always better for everyone else when I get to chat with y'all. Appreciate those of you who came in and listened, always, and those of you sharing the space and things like that. It really helps make this community go and grow. That said, it's time to get out there, flip some NFTs today, and mint some NFTs because it's Freshman Friday. Be kind, be well, keep farming your dreams. Peace out, y'all. I'll catch you on the Monday show.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these token knocks. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Click the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discussing. discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.